Sing hymn number 90 in the white book. Number 90. And help us by your Spirit, Lord, to fully surrender to you. Lord, that our lives would be yours, every part. Lord, as we come today, we pray again that your Spirit would illuminate us to know your word better, to know Jesus better. We ask again this morning, Lord, that you would lift burdens and cares that we carry. Would you still our hearts, O God? Would you work on our behalf, Lord, with miracles and victories? Would you give us your presence through this day, Lord, and throughout this camp? Lord, as some today are traveling, coming and going, we pray your hand upon them as well. Just guide and lead every step, Lord. We are yours. Lord, today would you be exalted? Would you be blessed? We worship you. We love you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that last verse. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of his smile. Seeking the lost ones, he died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own the Father, Master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to him, O Christ, for me alone. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Surrender, Lord. We surrender, Lord, to you. We have no way, O God. A good amount of time writing to the church in Rome. In that letter, Romans. And there's a lot of deep doctrine and theology in that book. Paul often presents the foundation of doctrine and theology. And then moves into some very practical things in his letters and how to apply the things that we learn about God. And he does that in the book of Romans for 11 chapters. And then in chapter 12, you're familiar, I'm sure, with Scripture. And Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, based on all that God has done, and he laid that out in that letter, the blessings of God and how God has brought us into the kingdom, those who are not of Jacob and Israel, And he's grafted us in, and he has blessed us and with the riches in Christ Jesus and all of these things that God has done for us and in us, this eternal work. And then he says, because of that, therefore I beseech you, I beg you, present your lives as living sacrifices, holy, fully acceptable to God, for this is our reasonable act of worship. Basically, what else makes sense after all that God has done for us, that we give ourselves to him, that we sing songs like this, take my life, it is yours, I lay it down, O God, as a sacrifice to you. Use me, fill me, bless me, that I might bless others. So this is good to pray. I beseech you, lay down your life, surrender it to Christ, for this is an act of worship to him. There's a need that came to my attention last night, someone here at camp, a great need. And without me sharing what that is, if I did, I know every one of you would be moved to prayer and to carry this burden along with this family. But I think it would be good for us to pray. So without sharing, we can still join in faith. And God knows. And so maybe somebody in this moment would just feel prompted by the Holy Spirit to lift up this family. There's a need for a real touch from God. So let's pray. Jesus, dear Jesus, Lord, we need you. God, we need your power. God, we need your hand to move, God. We need a miracle, oh God. We need peace, oh God. Dear Jesus, God, have mercy. Be gracious, O God, we pray. Dear Jesus, your loving kindness endures forever. Lord, let it be seen and known by this family today. Dear Jesus, O God, come. Lord Jesus. Lord God, enter this home, we pray today. Oh God, dear Jesus, speak your word, oh God, of healing. Speak your word of victory, oh God. Jesus.
Lord, we come together today and unite for this family, Lord. We don't have to know what it is. We want to know you. You are
Jesus.
Deliver
in
whatever the need is. Lord, you are able.
Yes.
You are more than able. Yes. Jesus. Fix the situation, whatever it is, Lord. May your name be glorified, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
May your name come and meet this need, and may your name be truly glorified. Yes, for the great work that you will do, Lord. Jesus. We don't know how to pray, even if we knew the circumstances.
Jesus.
We don't know how to pray.
Jesus.
But Lord, you do.
Thank you, Lord.
The situation,
thank
inside
you,
and out. And somehow you have permitted it, and we don't understand that, Lord. So we come to you, and we pray that you would meet this need. Come in your presence, Lord. Your peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, we know
Jesus.
That you are able and Lord
Jesus.
And able, and so we unite in prayer today.
Yes,
that your name
Jesus.
Be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Do it. Do it, Lord, we pray. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are good. You are faithful. Jesus. Dear Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus. We bless you, God. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.